This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 233 for Friday, January 19th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market is having positive momentum on Friday morning thanks to some support from comparable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Friday that exports totaled 34,500 tons for the week ended January 14th. Exports this marketing year so far are 2.688 million tons, down 32% from last year. Malaysian palm oil is up and crude oil is higher due to escalating conflicts in the Middle East. However, Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down. The Canadian dollar is adding more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is up $4.60 per ton at $636.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all making gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 1.251 million tons of 2023-24 corn were sold for export during the week ended January 11th, above trade estimates and up 61% from the four-week average. More than half of the sales went to Mexico. Meanwhile, 20,000 tons of 2024-25 corn were sold to Japan. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 1.054 million barrels of ethanol were produced on average per day during the week ended January 12th, down by 8,000 from the week before. Ethanol stocks rose by 1.324 million barrels to 25.695 million, the largest amount since March. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said Argentina's 2023-24 corn crop is now 90% planted. The March corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.49. 681,300 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended January 11th, down 6% from the four-week average. 1,700 tons of 2024-25 soybeans were sold to Japan. 349,200 tons of 2023-24 soy meal were also sold, as well as 1,700 tons of 2024-25 soy meal to Japan and Canada. Only 100 tons of soy oil were sold during the week. The BAGE reported that 97% of Argentina's soybean crop is now planted, while the crop improved to 55% good to excellent. The March soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.22. 707,600 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended January 11th, much higher than what the trade estimated. The BAGE reported that 98% of Argentina's wheat crop is planted with production estimated at 15.1 million tons. Wheat shipments through the Suez Canal were reduced by 40% in the first half of January to 500,000 tons due to missile attacks in the Red Sea, according to the World Trade Organization. However, few shipments are being canceled outright. Canada exported 388,900 tons of wheat during the week ended January 14th, with a record 9.78 million tons shipped so far this year. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.15. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.98. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.